This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're at Forkfest 2019, and you are invited to join us here in real life at Rogers Campground on what is a beautiful day. The sun has been out. It is warmer, I would say significantly warmer, like probably at least 10 degrees warmer today. And Vincent, you've actually been up much longer than I have.
Oh, yeah, man.
You woke up at, what, 5 this morning?
Yeah, 5:30 this morning, and it was the birds woke me up. It was bright. It was, like, totally light out. I get up, and I said, okay, man, I got to use the restroom right now. So I run and get it. Anyways, I got to do my business, come back. And I just decided to walk around the camp, see who's around, and literally it was a
nobody.
Ghost. Yeah, oh, no, I'm the only one up and about. So I now
even when they're, just by the way, right now the campground's pretty empty in general, but even when this campground is, like, pretty busy, there's nobody up at 5 a.m., with exception of, like, one guy who's tripping and enjoying the sunrise or something like that.
Yeah, statistically, oddly, I didn't bump into that guy, but... But, you know, I have a lot... Now I understand my father. All the time he would give me grief for sleeping in till noon.
Uh-huh.
Like, because, you know, I walked up to, like, the motel and, you know, I wanted to go, like, if anyone's seen Full Metal Jacket, right? You know, I just want to get in
a
trash can and a pipe and go, Reveille, everyone wake up, it's Forkfest, right? Time to have fun.
That's not how you make friends.
No, no, which is why I didn't do it. And also... I can't say if you ever quote on the air, but...
Okay, thank you.
No, but, you know, I got to say, you know, just finish up on this. It is amazing all that you could get done by waking up before noon.
It's like
most of a day available to you. It was awesome. I set a bunch of stuff on fire. It was great.
Yeah, I'm so much more productive when I can actually wake up before noon, and I've been doing a pretty good job at it in in recent days. In fact, today, I actually...
Not today.
No,
oh, okay. Well,
I was up at, like, 10-ish. I just had to do some stuff on the laptop, because if I have stuff to do and I'm out here, it's impossible to do it, because, you know, there's constantly, like, people who want to chat, and that's cool. That's why we're here. We're here to actually hang out with people, not be engaged in a device, you know, the entire time, as people tend to do in society these days. And here, like, for an example, yesterday I have on my phone, I've got the Telegram app. Which, you know, it's a great app, right? Like, for chatting with people, group chats, person-to-person chats. It's a really simple app, and it's very powerful. It works very well. We use it for the cryptocurrency groups here in New Hampshire, activist chats and things like that. And, you know, normally Telegram's active. Like, there's things going on there. And I'm pretty good about checking Telegram multiple times throughout the day. But yesterday, I literally didn't have a chance to check Telegram. Or, I mean, I didn't make time. I would have had to have made time to do it. I didn't do it until, like, we were done eating at the restaurant that we all went to after doing the show yesterday. So I had probably a dozen chats that had things I hadn't read yet. And my typical day, I don't ever have that happen. But here... You're just so busy doing things with other people on the campground, it's just you don't have time for all the electronic stuff. And I think that's a good thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Ultimately. And so that's what we're doing here. We're, you know, it's an ability, a chance to actually connect with other liberty-minded people. That's pretty much who you're going to run into here at the campground if you're here at Rogers Campground. And by the way, it's not too late for you to come out here. This event is just getting started. We're just on day number 2. Day 1 is kind of like, you know, even though it's officially the start of it, it's always the slowest day, right? Like, it's Thursday. That's the end of the week, but not for most people, because most people got to work, right? So they're working through Friday. So that's why we're going to see probably people kind of trickling in throughout the day today. And then later on tonight, you might see a few more folks after they're getting off of work, maybe the people that live in New Hampshire, with even more people coming on Saturday. And then, of course, the event will likely peak on Sunday and Monday, Monday being the final day, with a major event, the Big Gay Dance Party. They're working on the dome right now. Derek and Stephen are here from AnyPay.Global, and they got here yesterday evening, and Stephen, who is like he's like an Eagle Scout, like literally, he's an Eagle Scout. He wanted to just start putting the dome together in the middle of the, like, at nighttime. I'm like, I don't think I would want to put anything together at nighttime. But, man, they gave it their best shot last night. Me and Matt Roach and Rich Paul went down there, and a bunch of people were lending a hand. This is a massive project, and, you know, if you've never done it before, it's even more complicated, right? Because, like, once you put something like that together, by the way, it's like a 30-foot diameter. So this thing literally takes up maybe two campsites or at least an entire campsite.
It has, like, an entire skeleton of PVC piping and everything. It's very, very impressive. And, you know, I don't want to quote them, but I went there, you know, I'm just sort of recording, documenting this ForkFest 2019. They say it's very important that you have your crypto wallet if you even want to get in, right? You have to actually...
Oh, yeah, I heard they're going to be enforcing that you have to have, like, a Bitcoin Cash
wallet.
Yeah, exactly,
yep, they said Bitcoin Cash or you can't even get in.
I wonder if Roger Ver knows that from Bitcoin.com, because he would absolutely love that if he found that out. Now, just because you have a cryptocurrency wallet on Roger's campground doesn't necessarily you're going to be able to use it effectively unless you have internet access, because that is one of the, you know, if there's a downside to cryptocurrency, and we love cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live, we use it all the time. In fact, I just sold one of our listeners a couple of two-way radios, Joe from Florida. He came up here. He's one of the Dash guys. I sold him a couple handheld two-ways for $80 worth of Dash. So there's a lot of crypto use on the campground. But if you don't have a cell phone signal here and you don't have Wi-Fi access, you are SOL. You don't have internet connection. And that means that you need to find some Wi-Fi or get somebody to put up a hotspot.
My data, I've been able to, like the article I have prepared for today, yep. You know, all I did is just have to type it in, pull it up on the data.
Well, you've got signal. That's what I'm saying. There's some cell phones up here that they're not even going to have a signal. Now, over time, that's gotten better. I've been coming to this campground for a decade. And over time, the cell phone connectivity here has improved quite a bit. The campground Wi-Fi hasn't really improved much at all. So, like, if you pay for the campground Wi-Fi right now, you might actually get some use out of it. But as soon as the campground starts to get full with libertarians who love the internet, it just bogs down the Wi-Fi.
I just think it's so amazing that if you went back to whenever Wi-Fi was first, I guess, like, you know, commercially widely available, and say to them, hey, did you know this is going to be available on a campsite? They wouldn't have believed you. I just find it amazing. I haven't been, mostly when I go to when I've been camping, I've been younger. It's been on family, properties or
like kind of roughing it. You mean?
Exactly, roughing it. Yeah, like this is a vacation.
This is a vacation campground. This is absolutely not roughing it. There's nothing rough about this, unless you consider, you know, living in or sleeping in a tent. Generally roughing, and there are
people
are
called flatlanders. But I mean, my thing is, like, you know, if I could walk to a liquor store or a gas station, it ain't roughing it if it's within my walking distance.
Yeah, and it's not that far out of town here. I mean, it's only 2 miles. We're in Lancaster, New Hampshire. We're at Rogers Campground, absolutely beautiful location, and that is where we're at for ForkFest, which you can go to ForkFest.party to learn more. Like, on my list of things to do for today is to actually update the ForkFest website with, like, a welcome to ForkFest message instead of, like, ForkFest is coming, and hopefully I'll have a chance to do that later. But I didn't want to spend too much time doing computer stuff before we start doing the show here. But, yeah, walking to town isn't a huge task. It's a bit of a hike, and if you like to walk, you can do it. If you would like a ride, all you really have to do is just ask somebody. I mean, most of the people around here are super friendly. Even if you don't know them, that's how you'll make a friend, right? Like, you can, I was mentioning Telegram earlier. There's a Telegram chat room for ForkFest, which you can access at ForkFest.party. And there's people in there. Like, last night, a dude showed up at, like, 11 o'clock at night, and he puts out a message saying he just arrived and asked if people want cookies. Now, I didn't ask what kind of cookies they were, but, you know, people sort of, like, putting it out there what they're doing. And in the same way, if somebody needs a ride somewhere, they can say, hey, I don't have a car, and I'd like to get a ride into town, and somebody might just do it for free. Somebody else might say, hey, you know, can you cover, you know, some gas or whatever, and you'll get it done, because this is the kind of group of people here that is interested in helping others and helping people, you know, accomplish whatever goal it is they have, which is what I was saying, like, with the AnyPay tent, right, or the dome that they have, a geodesic dome, made up of PVC, and I'm not sure what they're going to put over top of it, but I didn't look at all the instructions last night when we were helping them out. But, you know, people just, they help out. You know, even if they don't know who the people are, they're going to like to help out, which is a cool thing. So you can't join us on the radio like by calling in because we're not live. We're recording the show. It's actually just after noon Eastern time as we're starting this episode. And the nice thing about that is we can just sort of record as we want and bring people in and talk to them if we feel like it. Otherwise, we're going to talk about some cryptocurrency-related stuff. For whatever reason, I'm on a crypto kick here. Of course, Bitcoin's up, by the way, in price today, which is a good thing. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live from ForkFest 2019.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Is oral health important to you?
If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening.
Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of Nye Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto-related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here for what is a beautiful sunny day at Rogers Campground. you know, the clouds are passing by the sun every now and then. It's a little cool, nice cool breeze. I would say, what, mid to upper 60s today? It's very, very nice. Beautiful day to be in northern New Hampshire. We're not quite to summertime yet, and so it's getting, you know, it's still a little chilly at night. In fact, I suspect it's chilly at night every day during the summer up here, maybe with the exception of a few weeks, because we are in the northern portion of New Hampshire. We're in the nestled in the White Mountains here. And Vincent, this is your kind of country, man. This is you're excited about this, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm right at home here.
Now, you were saying that you're feeling good about being here. You know, you were here for day number one, which puts you in a category of, you know, the elite at ForkFest.
Well, I would say that. I just say I don't want to be part of any so-called elite.
there's an initiation later.
Oh, God. So, okay, I brought some condoms, so that's good.
No, it's not that kind, dude.
But Vanguard, I think. That's what we like to call
it. The Vanguard.
I've seen Eyes Wide Shut, and I know what you're talking about.
I actually haven't seen that movie. It looks really creepy.
It's what got Kubrick killed. So
you think so?
Oh, yeah, you have a whole moon landing thing. Yeah, The Shining was in his apology for staging that whole thing.
I heard that. I saw that conspiracy. You know, it's interesting.
I mean, it's a conspiracy. It ain't a theory. You know, it's like you can't. Yeah, zero gravity. You have a flag waving. Yeah, give me a break.
So what are your impressions, Vincent, after having spent day number one? You've never been to this campsite before. This is your first year, period, going to any kind of libertarian camping festival.
First time at Rogers, period.
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
Oh, it's a very, very wonderful place he's got here. I mean, I didn't think this is the kind of stuff that you'd think or that you'd see about in, like, you know, the 60s or the 50s or something, ideal, like, you know, just a campground. You could just go and enjoy yourself a vacation. I didn't think places like this existed. I figured that they'd all be taken over by the, state government, just totally boring, corporate, gray national park system. But
there are actually government-run campgrounds in New Hampshire, and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, when we first moved here, it was 2006 when Free Talk Live moved up here, so it was like at the end of summer with Labor Day weekend, so we didn't go to Porkfest that year. The next year we did go, so we actually moved before going to these festivals. Many people go to the festivals first and then come up here. So we went in 2007, and 2007 they actually, believe it or not, they held the Porcupine Freedom Festival on a government-run campground.
Naturally.
I mean, it seems a little contradictory to do that. The campground was located in, like, the Lakes region, and, you know, it was an okay campground, but it was nowhere near as picturesque, nowhere near as beautiful as Rogers Campground, which is where we are now, and that's where this event... Actually, it's where the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which, for listeners that are new to the show, that's where ForkFest kind of sprang from. That's where ForkFest forked off of, and so there's now two different festivals, one that follows the other. So the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year is going to be following ForkFest. Next year, we're going to reverse that, and we're going to have ForkFest follow the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But the Porcupine Freedom Festival actually started here at Rogers Campground way back when it was like the Porcupine Freedom Festival Zero, which was named something else. I forget what that was called at that time, but, you know, there's somebody that wrote a history of it way back when, and then they renamed it to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I think it's in its 16th year this year. I'm sure we're going to see Roger Paxton within the next day or two, and I think he might be coming up tomorrow. He's been here for every ForkFest, and he's the current organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So we'll hear more about what's going on at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. But we're here for ForkFest, and, of course, it is a good time. So you said you enjoyed day number one, even though it was, you know, pretty uneventful, mostly us huddling under a tent. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't have enjoyed what we did yesterday because it was 56 degrees. It was rainy. It was cold. You know, the wind was blowing. It was a tough show to do.
Well, once the rain and everything was over in the evening,
that's
it was
true.
Totally clear. Like, I just
it actually
started
warmed
a bonfire.
Up. It actually was colder in the evening, but it felt warmer because it wasn't rainy and windy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And you're talking about the evenings being cold. It's just like there's a lot of humidity in the air, which is bad, you know, for
right.
me. It's just like breathing, but even inside the tent. But if you have like a sleeping bag and you just cover, you know, sort of make your, like a cocoon in it, your breath and just, you know, the body heat you radiate off of it pretty much will keep you warm and good. So you just got to be smart about it if you're going to be in a tent.
And by the way, I do want to say thank you to the folks over at Bitcoin.com for sponsoring Free Talk Live. They just And by the way, I should interrupt myself. Roger Ver has come to this campground, the founder of Bitcoin.com. He has spent time on this very campground, and it's part of the reason why these events are so cryptocurrency heavy. This is kind of where Bitcoin got its feet wet in real life, people using it to buy things in real life. If you want to buy stuff with Bitcoin Cash, you can go to Bitcoin.com, and that is where you can learn more about Bitcoin Cash. In fact, if you want to buy Bitcoin Cash, or maybe you got some you want to sell, you can do that through their new website, local.bitcoin.com. I actually used it yesterday to purchase some Bitcoin Cash on the site from somebody who is in Australia. He has a bank account on, it's not Venmo, it's the other one, Zelle. Yeah, Zelle's like a bank-to-bank kind of transfer thing.
I don't trust these banks, so I wouldn't know, Ian. Don't
yeah, I don't blame you for it. It's risky doing transfers like this, but I actually knew the guy from an old cryptocurrency meetup a long time ago, or not meetup, but a convention. And anyway, he sold me some of his some Bitcoin Cash, and we did it via an online payment method. Local.bitcoin.com accepts dozens of payment methods that allows people to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash. The conversations you have are encrypted, so when you're buying and selling, nobody else, even from the website, the administrators cannot read the conversation you're having, so you have privacy. And it's a non-custodial service, meaning that the site doesn't actually hold your Bitcoin Cash. So if you're selling Bitcoin Cash on there and you load up the wallet, it's your wallet you're loading, and then you're using what they call a smart contract to actually conduct the sale. So the site, even though they're collecting a percentage, they only get that once the contract completes. If, you know, your person you're buying or selling from cancels the deal or something goes wrong, you get your Bitcoin Cash back. So it's a very, very nice site with lots of privacy, and there's no know-your-customer requirements in order to sign up for the site. It's pretty cool. I've been using it for the last week since it's been open. It's brand new. Go to local.bitcoin.com to give that a try. That's local.bitcoin.com. In fact, we're going to get into some cryptocurrency-related news. The Facebook crypto has been announced, and we briefly talked about this a little while back. I don't know, Vincent, have you followed anything with this Facebook so-called, I'm going to put crypto in quotes, crypto. Do you know anything about it?
You know, I've heard that they're making one, and it's just from, like, you know, I follow CCN.com articles would, like, appear on my phone. So that's it's only been headlines. You know, I'm not on QA and stuff. I'm not really...
QA is your show, questioning authority.
Thank you, yes, on LRN.fm. I'm not too heavy into the crypto stuff, because I imagine on the network it's been done to death. But, I mean, when I heard of it, I didn't trust it at all, but I did, anything regarding Facebook, you know, and the whole point of crypto is supposed to be privacy, right?
Yeah.
And, like, really, the person who killed privacy on the internet, Mark Zuckerberg himself, is creating a crypto, but I did think it would be a good thing just for crypto overall, because it gives it sort of somewhat legitimacy, right? So people who, just normies or, like, teenage thoughts or whatever, who are, you know, like, addicted to their Facebook, who would otherwise never hear, they probably don't even know that silver and gold are currency. They'd say, oh, what's this crypto thing Facebook is doing? And then they'd get into Bitcoin. So that's my hope for it. There's a silver lining. But, you know, as Rich Paul and Grateful Dead say, every silver lining has a touch of gray. So I'm sure it's going to suck and bite us all.
Oh, it's going to be a really sucky thing. We're going to get into it here. But it may be good for Bitcoin. I think you might be right about that. We'll dig into the dirty details coming up here in moments from ForkFest 2019, ForkFest.party. Go and learn more and come out here. It's not too late to join us. We're here all weekend.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. During a White House event on Friday, the president claimed millions of Americans will benefit from high-quality and affordable health care.
Many of these options are already reducing the cost of health insurance premiums by up to 60%.
The president also says that the Republican plans will cover pre-existing conditions. President Trump says there's no doubt Iran was behind the attack on two tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Now, the Iranians are denying the reports that they're behind anything, but the U.S. military has released a video that appears to be showing an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from a Japanese-owned tanker. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reminds us of why all this is happening.
We put the Ayatollah in a box. We got out of the Iran agreement. We put sanctions on Iran. We're breaking the economy of Iran. We're breaking their back economically, and they're fighting back, pushing back, trying to break our will.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're at Forkfest 2019. We got a studio audience here today because, well, it's not raining, and it is actually probably 10 degrees warmer than it was yesterday. Ian and Vincent here already. Aria joining us. Hey, Aria.
Hey, how's it going?
Turn you up a little bit. It's going good.
It actually did rain very briefly.
Yeah, there was like a sprinkling just a minute ago. But it's been sunny most of the day today. You got up a little later than I did, and Vincent was up at like 5 a.m.
Oh, my God, dude.
5:30 a.m.
Why?
Oh, well, there was like a crow right above me, and it was like doing its mating call, and it was like it was so light out and all the birds and everything, and it was just such a beautiful day, and I wanted to get started, enjoy Forkfest alone.
It's easier to get up when you're camping than it is when you're in a hotel room.
I guess so.
It is. It is, because like in the hotel room, there's a closed door, it's quieter. When you're out here, you know, it's just something about camping, and people that have done it, I'm sure, know this. I've camped here before and in other places, but something about camping, you're just more likely to get up with the natural rhythms.
Yeah, you wake up with the sun, especially because in my tent, there's no, like, blocking or anything. The sun just, the ray of the light just comes
through. Exactly. It's going to wake you up at some point, and it's going to heat up the tent, too, at some point as well. So we're here at Forkfest, and it's, like I said, it's just getting started. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more. If you're going to be in New England over the weekend, come on up to Lancaster, New Hampshire, and join us here. It is a great event full of wonderful people. You can actually hear folks chatting in the background. We've got at least half a dozen folks just kind of hanging out, talking with one another here. And this is kind of what the LRN tent did in the last couple of years. It became, because we're here first, we're one of the first people that show up. It's kind of a gathering point for people. We're not the center. There's no center, as we discussed yesterday. It's just a decentralized event. There's nobody in charge of ForkFest. There's no centralized command and control, you know, bureaucracy or board of directors or anything like that.
It's so just, this is the third ForkFest, correct?
Correct. This is
cool.
The third
so
one.
I haven't missed one yet.
Excellent. Nor have I. And it's Vincent's shocking. First. We were talking about that earlier tonight. We're also, or today, by the way, the afternoon when we're recording this, but you'll be listening later tonight because we'll play it back later for you on the radio. We were just about to get into the Facebook crypto. I'm putting air quotes around that. The Facebook cryptocurrency and who's going to be behind it coming up here in moments. We're going to do that. But I also want to mention AnyPay. AnyPay.global is where you go. They're setting up right now the AnyPay massive 30-foot diameter geodesic dome.
It broke.
Wait, this morning or last night?
Like just now. I was helping them move it. It broke. I mean, they've got spare parts, so they'll be able to repair it. But it is
good.
Not back to zero, but back to like 25% to 30%.
Well, last night, I don't even know if we were at that. They wanted to put it together at nighttime last night, and I'm like, I don't want to do that. But I helped them anyway. We tried, and it needed to be done during the day. And it helps if you follow the instructions as well.
Yeah, and start at the top. And
They say you have to start at the bottom. The instructions say you have to start at the bottom.
Really?
Yeah. But they skipped a step, and I think that was probably what, you know, whatever. It is what it is. It's a learning experience. If you've never put one of those domes together before, and I have not, you're gonna probably screw some stuff up. I mean, it's complicated. Simple, but complicated, if that makes any sense. Go to AnyPay.global. These guys can help you get started taking cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, Dash, Zcash, Bitcoin Cash, and others at your business, or even at your tent here at ForkFest, where you might be selling some delicious food. I just had some
biscuits, sausage, and gravy.
I should have remembered. I just ate it. Biscuits, sausage, and gravy.
Where did you find that at?
It's just down here on the right.
That's good to know.
It's at Vincent's tent, actually. Vincent and Matt are going to be cooking here all weekend. And it was only $5, but I paid in cryptocurrency. And I noticed that there was a mistake made at the site. They weren't using AnyPay, and the mistake was that, yeah, you can use any old cryptocurrency wallet to take crypto, but they were doing it the old-style way, where they printed out a QR code, and I'm like...
Roach was doing this?
Yeah, so the reason why people will print a QR is because it seems like it's easier, and it is, on one hand, easier because you don't have to, like, get out your phone, you don't have to punch in an amount or whatever, you just kind of let the customer do it, but that's the problem. Is you don't want to ever let customers decide how much cryptocurrency to spend on a sale. And it's not to say the customer is going to be a scammer, although those people do exist. You know, you want to protect against potential scammer customers, but usually it's just the absent-minded customer, the customer who's not paying close enough attention, the customer who accidentally, puts in an extra zero or not enough zeros or whatever, and so they don't end up sending you the correct amount. Well, if you're not looking, you don't know. So if you say that's that's going to be $5 worth of cryptocurrency, and then they just scan this code and then they put in the amount, they might put in 50 cents. They might put in $50, and if they put in $50, then the customer's going to come back later. They're going to be mad if they notice, and they're going to think, you know, they're going to be mad even though they're the ones who screwed it up. So you always want to use an app like AnyPay's app over at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com because then you, as the business owner or the cashier, you put in the amount. Then the customer scans the code with their phone, and then they see on their screen, oh, this business is requesting $5 worth of Dash. Do you approve this? Yes, I approve it. So then the customer's checking the cashier's work. Because cashiers can screw things up too, right? But then at least the customer's being the check on the cashier rather than just having a QR code sitting out on the counter where nobody's checking anything. That's going to lead to problems. Yeah. So that booth is going to get set up with AnyPay. I talked to Matt, and he was, you know, he's
why
been,
is gonna? I mean, it takes 30 seconds.
Well, he was fixing his tent at that point. So
that might be more.
I had to come up here and broadcast. He had to fix his tent. So we'll get it done later on today. But if you want to get your business ready to roll for accepting cryptocurrency, helpmetakebitcoin.com is the site to go to. Super simple steps to get started with that. So, Facebook. It's been in the news over the last few months here and there, especially in the cryptocurrency news, that Facebook is going to launch a cryptocurrency. Now, do you buy that Facebook, just knowing that, Do you think it's actually going to be a cryptocurrency?
No, rather than a zero-proof cryptocurrency, this will be a zero-privacy cryptocurrency.
No doubt. No doubt.
I would not
but I'm
going to
question
this.
Whether it's crypto at all. I don't think it's going to even be cryptographically
It may
secure.
Be a digital currency.
Yeah, it is going to be digital, but I don't think it's going to be open source. I don't think...
Well, normally, it certainly won't be open source.
Normally, if you look at cryptocurrency, you consider a few different things, right? And you're kind of like a crypto expert. You're on the Call to Freedom.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Well, you at least Will used to say that you were like their crypto expert on Call to Freedom. You were analyzing different cryptos frequently on your own show.
Yeah.
And normally, I would think if you're going to have a cryptocurrency, you want it to be open source, because that's the way almost all of them have been. You want it to be decentralized, meaning that anybody can run a node on the network. Anybody without asking permission should be able to download a piece of software that's open source so it can be audited to make sure that it's secure and run that node. So those are two pretty important aspects to cryptocurrency, right? Decentralization, being able to run your own node, and transparency. Yeah. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, the ability to audit other people's work, you can't really diagnose and proofread your own work. So
it's hard to do that.
It is.
That's why they have editors in the book business.
Right. And that's why, you know, multiple programmers will come together. That's why open source is so great. If you release this thing, it's open source, you're not going to catch every bug or every security vulnerability.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. But somebody else coming in will have an entirely different perspective on things and an entirely different set of knowledge to work from. So not having that... I mean, Facebook's a security problem in the first place. I mean, just perpetually.
Oh, God.
Twitter
I mean,
isn't constantly
in the news. Look at all the data they've lost.
Yeah. Twitter isn't constantly in the news, losing all of our data.
That doesn't mean they won't.
No, but it seems to largely be an endemic problem at Facebook, where they just don't care about our information.
It ain't your data. You gave it to them.
Yeah.
They can do what they want with it. They can sell it. They can give it away. They can lose it. You know, it looks bad for them, but it's not like people are exiting the platform at a dramatic rate. They are leaving. Some people are leaving. But.
Well, we're also, like, banning billions of accounts.
Right. Didn't you tell me the Health Ranger got his account shut down?
Oh, yeah. That was recent. But also, like, literally, like, they've had, like, I don't know if it was billions, but like, because that seems like a big number. They had, like, millions of accounts just got deactivated over a course of a few months.
Wow. So, do we miss anything else that should, like, qualify crypto as a crypto?
Well, it has to be, you know, actually cryptographic in nature.
Right. But the only way you would know that is if it was open source. Because you can't take their word for that, right? We got more coming up here in moments. We'll talk more about the so-called crypto that Facebook is about to launch. And we'll tell you who's behind it as well. And you probably won't be shocked by it. It's Free Talk Live at ForkFest 2019. ForkFest.party to learn more.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here on day number two of ForkFest 2019. You can go to ForkFest.party. That's a website, by the way, ForkFest.party. That's where you can go to learn more about this event. It's going through the weekend, so there's still time to get up here if you're planning on doing that. It's just getting started, and we're looking forward to seeing you here as we broadcast this show, which is Free Talk Live. With you here, it's Ian.
Are you?
And Vincent.
And by the way, if you're a liberty-minded person, if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you should be over at liberty.menu, promoting whatever it is that you do. Maybe you are behind an event. Maybe you are a digital content creator. Maybe you've got a spider, by the way, on your hair, and now I think you may have gotten it off. Let me take a quick look. All right. You saw it go? Okay, you're good. You're good. These are the risks.
Welcome to the campsite.
We are in the woods-ish. You know, not really in the woods, but we're on a campground, and there are some bugs here. And, you know, you got to look out for each other. Anyway, so sorry to interrupt the show there, but that was important. So liberty.menu wants you to avoid spiders. And put your content there, whatever it is you do, the business that you run, the event that you run. If you're a liberty-minded person, a libertarian, an anarchist, a voluntarist, you need to be listed on liberty.menu. In fact, I'm sure the owner of liberty.menu is going to be here, Patrick. We'll look forward to maybe bringing him in to get an update on things going on behind the scenes. But it's a great site, and it's free, so why not? Go to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's liberty.menu as we continue here from ForkFest 2015. Just about to, we were getting into this Facebook so-called crypto and going down the list of things that really need to exist. As you pointed out, it's there in the name, cryptocurrency, so it needs to be cryptographically secure.
Right.
Which is, you know, that's basically like complicated math without getting into any kind of engineering or whatever. And if a company says, well, trust us, we're secure.
Well, if it's
that's not how it works.
If it's not actually encrypted, it would run the serious risk of actually incidentally becoming open source because it wouldn't be encrypted, so people could just sort of decompile the coin software and do a sort of audit that way. So I imagine they would at least do some sort of bare minimum encryption.
But if it's not open source, you can't audit the encryption, so you don't know anything about the programming or the code. It'll likely have backdoors built into it. That's the problem. Right. So if it's not open source, I don't think it's a cryptocurrency. Because then, you know, when Facebook's like, well, our WhatsApp is the messaging service and it's encrypted. Well, how do we know you don't have the keys to it?
Yeah. In Facebook's case, they've got the keys to it.
Of course they do.
So, and then of course the so open source encryption and decentralization and being able to run your own node without asking any permission. That's why Bitcoin has over 10,000 nodes worldwide, and that's why it can't be shut down, because there's no way, even a combination of governments trying to target all those nodes, it would be impossible to put a stop to it.
Now, it would take something like a supernova or worldwide EMP in order to just fully knock out Bitcoin. You'd have to get every single one, because any one of those could completely rebuild the currency.
Right. Even if that happened, even if the EMP shut down the computers, as long as the storage, the blockchain, is still stored in at least one place, all that crypto's still there.
Yep.
Once you get the internet back up, it'd be back.
Yep.
Or a mesh network, or whatever it is that you'd put up. So, here's the story. This from Forbes.com. I can't read the Wall Street Journal one, because they lock out everybody, so they don't apparently want you to read their stuff. But
it's not be very important, Ben, if they don't want you to read it.
According to the Wall Street Journal, Facebook's soon-to-be-released cryptocurrency project, dubbed Libra, has drawn massive investment from some notable companies, payment companies such as Visa and MasterCard, as well as transportation company Uber, and even PayPal was listed on this list of companies as well, apparently, are reportedly in for around $10 million each.
I mean, we knew this was going to happen. We knew the institutional money system was going to get involved in cryptocurrency. They first put their toes into it with things like Ripple and TokenPay. So it's not surprising that they're sort of banding together to create this currency that won't be decentralized. It won't have any of the hallmarks of cryptocurrency. And because they're Facebook, they'll be much more easily able to get people to adopt it.
I'm sure that's their plan.
Yeah, and just squeeze out Bitcoin entirely would be their plan. Will be successful.
They were even talking about running like Facebook crypto, so-called. I'm going to just call it Facebook coin, because calling it a crypto isn't fair, I don't think. There's no proof it's going to be cryptographically secure or anything like that. But all the media, of course, is calling it a cryptocurrency. So you're going to hear people using that word associated with it, and I don't think it qualifies at all. But anyway, the Facebook coin is they're talking about having vending machines for Facebook coins as well. So they're really trying to, you know, ape what's going on in the world of cryptocurrency while being the complete opposite of that, while being completely centrally controlled, completely managed. They mention here in this article the $10 million investment of Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, Uber, and I'm sure other mega corporations, and you may be asking yourself, why $10 million? Well, there's another story we had about the Facebook coin that we hadn't read on the air, just because we didn't get to it. We don't get to all our show prep here. The $10 million price point is what Facebook was demanding in order to become a node in their system.
So hold on. They were demanding $10 million from each company?
For any company that wants to be a node in the Facebook coin, so to run a server, basically, it's decentralized. Look, we got a server over at PayPal's server farm. We got a server over at Uber. We got a server over at Master. It's decentralized.
All of whom invested $10 million into it and therefore have a vested interest in keeping it controlled.
Absolutely.
Screw that. I mean,
and
you
don't have $10 million, so you don't get to run a node. It's not decentralized in any way, shape, or form.
No, but I have integrity, so I don't get to use Facebook coin either.
Sure. You wouldn't want to run a node. But my point here is, this isn't decentralized. It's completely centralized. It's just an oligopoly kind of situation.
Yeah, I mean, they are the gatekeeper of who can have a node and who isn't. It,
correct,
by definition, cannot be...
Right, yeah, you couldn't even just walk in and plunk down... even if you had $10 million, you couldn't just go in and be like, give me a node. They'd be like, no, you've got red hair. No, we can't give a transsexual a node, or whatever, you know. Or you're a libertarian.
Well, that'll
get
them a lawsuit. They can't do that formally.
They can do whatever they want.
Give them a lawsuit from me.
No, it's their currency. They can do whatever they want to with this. So the claim is they're going to be announcing this as soon as next week, following months of secrecy and speculation, with the product expecting to come into effect for their users next year. So it's still a little ways off, but it sounds like they're putting in the, whatever back end that they need to do. The Facebook coin, or global coin, as they have called it at least once in the past, is expected to be, now get this, a stable coin. You're just loving this. I told you you're going to love this. Now, why did you go, when you heard the word stable coin?
Because stable coins have one purpose. If you're switching around a bunch of cryptocurrencies, they're good for holding the value, because they don't fluctuate. Ideally,
so these ones that are tied to the dollar, for instance, like Tether, as they call it.
But they're terrible. they're backed by the U.S. dollar. Well, they're not even backed by the U.S. dollar, but they're tethered to it.
Some are questionably backed, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want that because the USD is constantly inflating and becoming less and less valuable.
Right.
Why would I want my cryptocurrency to do that? Instead, I would use something like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, which is ordinarily steadily increasing in value. It goes up and down, but the general trend is an enormous increase in value.
Yeah, so even though these tethers and USD Cs, and there's like a few of these things that are tied, there's a few different competing so-called stable coins that are tied to the US dollar.
And once something drastic happens, like with Nubits, which used to be basically a dollar tether, it drops down to like 2 cents each and never recovers.
Oof.
I think Nubits right now is like 25 cents.
Or they find out that the company that's claiming that every unit is backed by a dollar is lying, and they don't actually have them backed by dollars. That could make them fall through the floor, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of these things are being traded on exchanges, but they're still not subject to true market manipulation or market valuation of what these things are worth. So, but it gets worse, Arya, or even more confusing, I guess I should say, because the so-called stablecoin of the Facebook coin is not only going to be a so-called stablecoin, but they're saying it's going to be tied to a basket of currencies. I'm not sure exactly how that works. I mean, I'm not, you know, an economics expert or anything like that, but they're not just going to tie it to the dollar. They're going to have yen, dollar, you know, some other currencies, the ruble. I don't know what they're going to throw in there. They're throwing in different government currencies into a basket.
Well, the U.S. government is not going to like this.
Well,
I mean, this
they're going
like
to have full
toward
approval from the U.S. government.
I don't
sure
know. It seems like a step toward moving the USD off of the worldwide reserve currency. And
well,
I think
I'm sure
US
Facebook would love to be the world's currency.
I'm sure they would, too, but the U.S. government would not love for Facebook to be.
This is true.
Unless they have some sort of sweetheart deal.
Well, we're pretty sure they do, actually, so you're not wrong.
The coin here is being lined up for usage in Facebook's messaging app, WhatsApp. While there has been no confirmation from any of the companies mentioned above or Facebook about the investment, the Wall Street Journal quotes sources close to the project, saying that the firms from several different sectors, including finance, e-commerce, venture capital, and telecom industries, have each invested around $10 million in a consortium that will govern the coin.
So this wasn't a $10 million total investment.
No, each. It costs
right
$10 million to be an investor and get a node in the Facebook currency.
Right, but if they weren't interested in a node per se, and they were just interested in seeing this built, that's what I assumed that PayPal and things like that done, because the article
hold
wasn't
that thought
initially clear.
We'll continue here in moments. This is Free Talk Live from ForkFest 2019 at ForkFest.party.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.